Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hey there, it's Wendy McNeil here with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for tuning in to another podcast. It's going to be a great podcast. It is called Crafting Effective Calls to Action in Your Speeches. But first, I want to welcome you over to our free Facebook group. It is called Breakthrough Public Speakers. Breakthrough Public Speakers. It is a fantastic space to be in, my friends. You will not be disappointed. We have between 8 and 9,000 speakers in there as of today of this recording. And they are so helpful, compassionate, talented. We have speakers that just kind of thinking about, you know, getting into the speaking, starting a speaking business. And then we have some that have been speaking for well over 30 years. It's a great place to be. And I'm going to leave the link down in the show notes so you can find us easily after the podcast. So today I'm talking about crafting effective calls to action in your speeches. So do you want to make your speeches powerful and get your audience to do something amazing after listening to your talk? That's what a call to action, also known as a CTA, is all about. So in this podcast, we are going to learn how to make your CTAs super effective. So you're asking, what's a call to action? What's a call to action? In case you didn't know, a call to action is basically telling your audience, hey, here's what I want you to do next, or here's what you can do next. It's a way to turn your words into action. When you finish talking, you don't want people just to clap, you know, and leave. You want them to do something. You want them to think differently or feel inspired to make a change. I want you to keep your call to action simple and clear. Simple and clear. Okay, I don't want anything to be difficult for them. I want it to be very clear. Your CTA should be just really easy to understand and do. Because if it's too complicated, people might get confused, overwhelmed, and they're not going to do it. So tell them exactly what you want them to do in a very simple way. Like, plant a tree this week, or smile at somebody today. You know, those actually aren't call to actions, but it needs to be that simple. I want you to make it exciting. I want you to show the benefits. All right, show the benefits of your CTA. I want you to tell your audience why your CTA is awesome, why they need to get it. What are the results if they do get it? If you ask them to read a book, you know, tell them how it can make them smarter, more connected. If it's about helping others, explain how it makes the world a better place. You know, people love doing things that have benefits, you know, or that have end results. So you need to show them the benefits, show them the results, tell them the results. And then I want you to use strong action words. Strong action words, okay? So your CTA should sound kind of like a superhero's command. You know, I want you to use words that are strong and full of action. You know, words like discover, join, build, feel, create, explore. You know, some of these words can make your CTA sound really, really intriguing and exciting and make them want to go learn more about it. And I want you to make it personal. Make your CTA personal. So I want you to make your audience feel like you're talking directly to them, okay? You're talking directly to them, not at them, not over them, not through them. I want you to make it feel like you're directly talking to them. I want you to use words like you and your It makes your CTA feel more personal and can motivate them to take action. Timing is key. Timing is key. The best time to drop your CTA is going to always be at the end of your speech when everyone is super inspired. Okay, don't drop it in the beginning. Don't drop it in the middle. Besides, the organizer may not like that. You want to do it at the end of your talk. Okay, because everybody's already super inspired. They're intrigued. They have a ton of questions and they are ready to listen. It's like that grand finale of a fireworks show, right? It leaves a lasting impression. I want you to practice. Practice makes perfect, okay? Just like your talk, you know, your speech. I want you to practice that CTA to where it feels comfortable. You know, make sure it sounds natural, powerful. You could even, you know, try it on your friends, your family, see how they react, you know, get some feedback. But I want you to also practice that, okay? Just not your speech, but you need to practice how you are going to deliver naturally your CTA. And use stories. Use stories and examples because people love stories, right? People love examples. You know, if you can share a story that allows your CTA in action, you know, it can be something you did or a story about someone else, or this makes your CTA just so much more real, right? And believable. And you want to keep it real. So be honest, my friends. I need you to be honest and I need you to be genuine with your CTA, okay? What do you want them to do? What is that call to action? Whatever it is, you need to be honest and genuine. It shows that if you truly believe in what you're saying, people are more likely to follow your lead, you know, and go and get and do whatever that CTA is. And then I want you to follow up. I want you to follow up. If you can, I want you to find a way to follow up with your audience. You know, maybe it's through social media or a website. This helps you see if your call to action, your CTA, worked and keeps the conversation going. Creating an effective call to action in your speeches can really make a difference. You know, it turns your words into actions and can change things for the better. Use these tips to craft CTAs that are clear, exciting, and powerful. And remember, you can inspire and lead people to do great things. So I want you to get out there and make your speeches action-packed. I'm going to go over this one more time really quick. And that was to keep your CTA simple and clear, make it exciting and show the benefits, the results that they could have. Use strong action words. I want you to make it personal. And remember that timing is key, and I want you to practice because practice makes perfect. The way that you deliver your CTA is going to be very important. I want you to use stories, you know, and examples. I want you to keep it real, and I want you to follow up, okay? This is an excellent way to craft an effective call to action in your talk. So again, I'm going to welcome you over to our Facebook group. It is called Breakthrough Public Speakers. Breakthrough Public Speakers. I would love to see you over there and meet you and welcome you to our group. I will leave the link in the show notes. I also like to give away a free gift at the end of each podcast. And today it is 50. There's more than 50. So I'm going to say 50 plus events that are currently looking for speakers. And I will leave the link in the show note. That is free. Hop in there and see if there's anything that, you know, might be a fit. And if it is, put yourself out there. Send in your proposal. If there is not, please check back regularly because we add new ones when the deadlines expire. So I would say maybe every month, maybe a little bit more than that. But you can go back and check those. And then at that time, maybe you will find a fit. So always hold on to the link. And I will add that to the show notes. So that is it for today's podcast, Crafting Effective Calls to Action in Your Speeches. Y'all take care. Bye.